Welcome back, guys, to another and third podcast of Figments of Walt Disney World. I'm joined by
Aiden / Patriots East. It doesn't matter what you guys call me. Just know I'm the one with the weird R pronunciation.
And before we get into that. Before we get into this episode, I just want to make the announcement. Go follow us on Twitter, figments_of_WDW. Go check us out. We tweet when we're recording and when it's going to be uploaded. So just follow us there.
Yeah,
so today our main discussion is going to be Frozen Ride with some sprinkles, some other topics.
Yeah, and we're going to, with the Frozen Ride, we're going to go over
everything.
Early reviews, what's the difference between that and Maelstrom.
Mm-hmm.
And really, what we thought after seeing the video.
Yeah, so we have not personally experienced this yet.
No.
We're just going to say that right now. We've only watched the videos. So we cannot criticize it. Don't take our word for everything we say because we have not personally been on it. It could be better in person or whatever. But or worse in person. Who knows?
Yeah.
Which I
but I'm doubting it'll be worse in person, you know?
Okay. So let's kick it off. The differences and similarities in Maelstrom compared to the Frozen Ride. Would you like to start?
Okay, so honestly, the queue, the first beginning part of the queue is identical, except they kind of, you know, put you in the world of Frozen, kind of launch you into it. I think it's, a lot of it has to do with the shop. I can't remember the name, but you know, the... after she falls into the river and has to get warm with the family in the sauna. I don't remember the name of the shop. But I think that's what the queue is mostly based on, what I've seen. And it looks fine. I think they extended the ride a bit at the end without taking out the video. But
yeah, so I want to say that the ride for 100%. Well, it's 90% because of the end. That is the same track. There's really no difference in the track. Same uphills, same downhills. You know, all the same.
It's just they just added an extension onto it.
Yeah. So, I'm a little bit disappointed because they didn't do too much with the ride. It's the same amount of time. You know.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping for a bit of a track change, but I mean, for what it is, it's good. It's great. I think it's just out of place. You know.
Yeah.
I think it would have been an amazing ride in the Magic Kingdom, really fit it. But just in Epcot, it just feels out of place. And it's kind of weird, you know, in an awkward position.
But the whole reason, you know, is to draw a different crowd into Epcot. So
I don't think it's the crowd they want to draw into Epcot.
I think it's the crowd we don't want to draw.
Well, also, they don't want to either because, seriously, what princess enthusiasts will want to come back for one ride multiple times, you know? Well,
I don't know. Okay.
I feel like if you focus a whole park on one thing,
it's the starting
come back to feel that thing again.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think it's the starting of new Epcot that, like, I forget where Aladdin's from, but there's one of the parts like in the World Showcase. But maybe they might add an Aladdin ride. They're gonna expand from just the World Showcase to World Showcase and Friends. You know?
That's what I'm worried about.
I'm actually not. I'm a little bit worried because it might take away from the experience, but I'm actually not worried because it will, in the long run, it will save Epcot. Because if they don't do anything, Epcot might start going down a little bit. You know,
I think what they really need to do, instead of focusing so much on the World Showcase, which is fine right now as it is, they really need to focus on Future World.
Yeah.
Because, like, what have they done in the past 10 years to Future World? Other than update test track.
And remove.
Yeah, remove. They've just removed things, see? Like, Wonders of Life, they've removed.
Actually, Intervention. Soarin was updated, for sure.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Mm-hmm.
That's all they're focusing on because they know Soarin's a big, attraction.
Yeah,
the e-ticket attraction.
So back to the Frozen ride. We'll first start with the pros.
Beautiful animatronics. Yes. Just gonna go out there.
Like
I thought, first time I saw the video, I thought that was on a screen, especially that Elsa animatronic. I couldn't believe how fluid her arm movements were.
Mm-hmm.
And they really have...
Yeah,
just looking like... It's just insane.
Yeah, they definitely added a lot to the animatronics, and I think it's the beginning of something new for animatronics, since we've never really seen anything that fluid. So, I mean... That's definitely a pro for the ride.
Yeah, and the one thing I'm worried about with those animatronics, though, is it works amazingly on animated characters, but I'm not sure how it will work on, like, actual people animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the projected face thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm worried about. The body, I would like to see them renovate the Carousel of Progress and put in that body movement, though. That would be amazing.
And so I definitely think it's a bigger step. But did you know, I was watching one of the videos, and the first day, Olaf
became
so out of sync from his lines. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at watching another video, 210-minute wait.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I expected
that. I wouldn't even wait that for Tower of Terror. No matter a Maelstrom reskin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love Maelstrom, it wasn't a 210-minute wait.
Yeah, especially for, like, how long it is.
Yeah, it's a short ride. It's not supposed to be a long ride. It's supposed to be a nice, fun little thing. But what I'm really worried about is Frozen taking over Norway, you know?
Yeah.
Like, instead of making the whole thing about Norway, they're going to make it about Arendelle,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now let's move into, the cons of the ride.
Yeah,
Is you know what made me really sad is they patched up the hole when you go backwards.
Oh, did they patch that up? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
It's not in the ride. I'm like,
oh. That was like the best part.
That's when you go around like the big giant rock thing.
Yeah, the big troll. But now it's the big giant snowman thing.
Yeah.
His little snow minions.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool looking too.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll never use the word minion again after.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're on a Disney podcast. Whoa! You can't be saying it in a Universal.
No, I don't like minions at all. So.
Oh, I hate minions. You know, I hate minions. Remember that? Remember at the beginning? Okay, at the beginning of the year. cons, you know, same ride layout, nothing new. If you've ridden Maelstrom, you kind of know it.
Yeah, but I am going to add a pro here. They really... I feel like... I said this in the last video, that they were kind of... The Imagineers were tasked with something impossible, and they did the best they could with it, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to fit in a Frozen ride with Norway.
So sometimes I'm not trying to be like, oh, blah, 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 but they imagine too big sometimes.
What do you mean?
I mean, I was thinking about this, sometimes they have these really ambitious ideas, and they try to do it, but it doesn't end up as the way they advertise it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mission Space.
I think...
That thing had deaths in the first week. That thing was...
That was the guy because of the heart attack, but...
Yeah.
The Imagineers are good at what they do, but sometimes I think they imagine them a little too big.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean... I don't know. We'll see, for big park expansions in the future, but...
Yeah, which I'm really open to redo Future World. Interventions, Wonders of Life, the Energy Pavilion, and Imagination, and some could argue even Mission Space, all need rebranding.
Mm-hmm.
If not the entirety of it.
Because
Interventions, I think some of all Thrills is closing. If I'm correct, I might be imagining something, but that's...
Yeah, let's not say that it is.
Yeah, I'm going to look this up real quick. Yeah, but honestly, I am really hoping on an Epcot expansion, but...
Yeah, I mean, you won't see it until, I'm going to say,
after Toy Story and Star Wars.
Yeah, and so I'm guessing, maybe, stuff will... Maybe, I don't even know, 2025, maybe?
Yeah.
I know that's, a stretch. Yeah. That's, almost 10 years. Not.
I think if Star Wars and Toy Story Land are a ginormous hit, it'll be a lot sooner than that. And I think they will be. So
but I hope
I'm optimistic about this.
I hope they don't rush it. Even like, oh, we're making all this money. Oh, Adam, we're like in the you know, they gotta take their time and
they try to add like another. They try to add like Tron or something in the Epcot.
Tron's actually kind
of. Oh yeah, have you seen the Tron ride in Shanghai?
Yes, I did. I saw a little bit of it. I haven't watched it. Back to Frozen.
Keep getting sidetracked.
You really do. Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I think, I mean, since we're like huge Disney addicts, Maelstrom was like the thing. Like, but for someone that doesn't go to Disney a lot, then the Frozen ride would be better for them. But since it has a place in our heart, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, it's one of those things that real, like, hardcore Disney fans
will miss, but
most of them will miss. And obviously the average park goer who maybe will go once in their lifetime, or even they might go more and just not really care about the attractions themselves. Even they, even I think that'll be, they won't really mind the change, and some will even like it better. You know?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, when you think about it, it may be better just for Epcot. But, you know, the ride's the same, 5 minutes, not bad. You know, the queue go a bit faster. Okay, so I was looking up Living with the Land. You know what's making me really mad?
What?
Google says Living with the Land closed in 2005.
Really? In fact, I have to look this up.
Yeah, okay. So it's Living with the Land.
Oh, you're right.
And it says close 2005.
That's kind of funny.
Here, do you want to talk about living?
No, let's just talk about Epcot.
Yeah.
All right. We were already heading this direction.
Yeah. The whole Living with the Land complex. I forget. What is it? Like Sunshine Seasons, Soarin'. I love that place. I don't know. Like.
The food
there is actually really good.
I've eaten at that restaurant before. I used to go there all the time.
Sunshine Seasons,
especially. Yeah. No, I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's the Twirly. It's literally a.
I haven't been there. I've seen.
Okay, it's a restaurant. Let's say. It's a restaurant.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's delicious. Yeah. They had a chef change. And it wasn't like. If I'm correct, they had a chef change. I might just be imagining.
I'm pretty sure.
And then it kind of dropped in quality, but then it. I went a couple years back, and it's really good again. And. Or I might have just gotten too used to the food.
Yeah, I don't know.
And either or, it's a good place to go. I mean, on the outside you could see the whole lands, like you know the scenes on the ranch and stuff like that. It's I like it.
I don't know why, but. For the longest time, like, the alligators always scared me, you know?
I think they scare a lot of people now in Disney.
It's so scary, guys. Don't go on the ride. You might get spooked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Disney has not been in the best public eye lately.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're not even going to talk about that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Let's see. What else is in that? Epcot. Do you think the Soarin change was necessary?
I think it was. I honestly think it was because even I said this in the last video.
I think we did.
Or last podcast, rather. It was getting. The video quality was outdated. It needed an update. Yep. And a new system is great, you know? I think it's well worth the money. I think they also put in a new screen.
Yeah, they added an entire new theater, so.
Yeah,
we did that.
Which is great. It'll cut down on lines, hopefully. Or at least not make them worse than they were. Because Soarin' is always a long wait, you know? No matter.
This is 100% random, but did you know it cost $100 million to create Mission Space?
I knew it was expensive. I didn't know it was that expensive, though.
Hashtag money wasted. Wasn't Expedition Everest? Didn't that was like the most expensive roller coaster
ever built? Yeah.
How much did it cost? Like
500 million.
Dude, wait, 100 million.
Expedition Everest?
Wait, what? That can't be right. Yeah, we gotta get to the bottom of this.
Well, Mission Space technically is a roller coaster too.
Yeah, it took $100 million.
Oh, really?
But but Mission Space intake. What?
Well, Mission Space also isn't a roller coaster.
It cost the same amount of money to make Mission Space as it did to Expedition Everest. Whoa. It would take less money. It took less money for the Indian Mars mission, which was $73 million, to, like, launch a spaceship into Earth, than it did to create the Mission Space ride. What in the world? Okay, that is bizarre.
Yeah.
I no words.
Honestly, I'm trying to find out the price now on how much Horizons cost. You know, the ride that was before.
Yeah.
Oh, it cost $60 million, so I mean, not a cheap ride. Still cheaper than Mission Space though, and pretty sure that one's remembered way far more fondly than Mission Space.
Wait, how much does Kilimanjaro Safari cost to make? I don't think it says, but that must be kind of expensive to for that upkeep.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have to pay for the animals and enclosures. Okay, but okay, let's get off all the money topics. Well, so now we're just on the Epcot because Epcot as a whole. We're gonna do this episode one time. Let's do it now.
I think we're gonna do multiple,
Yeah,
probably,
we'll do
actually.
multiple, because, you know, there's always more to add on to Epcot. Still my favorite park, but you know, it keeps going the way it's going.
Test Track, I think they did a good job of updating it.
Yeah, I think I know, honestly, I know Test Track isn't a favorite. I like it though. I think
I've always loved it. I don't like
yeah.
it's always like a it's a place of my
I,
heart. The thing
yeah.
is, like, when they change rides, it, like, since we're such Disney addicts, like, it's like, oh, it's not Disney. It's like, well, it is Disney, but it's not what we remember. And we kind of like, oh. So I think we just need to accept the changes. And I think that
Yeah.
this change was a good change.
And I like Test Track. Okay, I know maybe it's not in fit with the ideal of Epcot, but it's just something to add on to the actual, you know, it's a thrill ride. I don't see what they could replace it with,
Yeah.
really,
I don't think they
because
should replace it,
I
'cause
think the only thing they could is a remake of World of Motion.
World of
But
Warcraft?
I never see them rem I would never see Disney remaking
I don't even know
rides.
what that is.
Oh, it was the ride before Test Track. It literally brought you through the history of automotives
Yeah,
and
no
like that.
thanks.
Oh no, it was funny though. They put in a funny twist. It was actually a pretty funny show.
Wow, closed 1996.
Yep. It was in fact, when they put in Test Track, they had to reopen Horizons because for the summer, because that's when they started putting in the version of Future World we have today. And you
The
know,
building almost looks the same, like, for
yeah.
Test Track. It's
Yeah, World of Motion didn't look very different. But
pretty cool.
oh yeah, World of Motion was good. And honestly, imagination I think is needs a lot of work.
Yeah, that like it's kind of a forgotten ride.
Yeah, it's kind there's never it's always a walk on. Always a walk on.
That's good thing
It's
and a bad thing, kind
I
of, you
mean
know.
the CG is outdated
Yeah.
of Figment himself. Now the I mean there's a literal fart joke in there. Very I mean
Yeah,
it's
so
skunk.
sorry for that
It's a skunk.
noise, for the people listening. This is a video.
So it's a skunk like
Oh, the
it's a
skunk
skunk
smell.
joke, yeah. It's I mean it's technically a fart joke if you it's a smell that comes out of his butt. I mean it's a fart joke. At its purest. It's just not Disney to me. It just feels weird. It's like, I kind of expect more, you know? Something more creative and that'll get my imagination flowing, you know? And I really hope they do a...
I need to get the Figment comics. I need to get my
hands on some of those. Oh, yeah, the Dreamfinder?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, throw back to the original Figment.
No, but I'm looking at, like, a little bit of Worlds of Motion. It looks like a Spaceship Earth kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, it was very similar to it. Yeah. It was kind of Spaceship Earth, but all about this... Instead of communication, it was about the history of, like I said...
Yeah.
Wheels, automotive, stuff like that. Not from just movement in general, kind of. Like, they had, like, the invention of the wheel was one of the scenes. It was very, it was basically a big, funny look on history. It was, it made history interesting.
Yeah.
And that's what I think Epcot needs. Something that makes history interesting.
I mean, even, like, even Maelstrom was about that kind of...
Yeah, it was about the legacy and the folk tales of Norway. Okay, not legacy. But the folk tales of Norway. I'm pretty sure there's no trolls in Norway.
But I mean, it was about the folk myths about the trolls.
Yeah, it was about the myths and the folk tales and the legends. And it really brought alive their culture. Or their what kind of cult. And I think that's what... Epcot needs something like that, and thank God. I'm trying to think. Spaceship Earth. Thank God, Spaceship Earth hasn't been touched.
Oh gosh.
I heard.
I think even the original test track, in a way, talked to you. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, it was way less history than like.
I mean, yeah, not history, like, but like still learning.
But I mean, it at least taught you something. But I mean, you know, Spaceship Earth, they had plans to make that into a roller coaster.
Oh my gosh! Wait, when? Like,
I think this is early 2000s when they were at the end of destroying Epcot, when they were like in the middle of destroying Epcot, you know.
The destruction.
They were like, huh? I wonder how many ways I can kind of try to make this park self implode. Replace its iconic ride with a roller coaster. That'll do it.
Nope, they didn't do that. But they actually updated it. That was when the update
came. Yeah, that's...
That was a good... Like, Disney put out a good refurbishment.
Yeah, they... And Spaceship Earth... I really love how they... I really love that ride.
Yeah, I think everybody...
It's everything about it. Like I said, it's an interesting take on history.
Yeah, I think everybody likes it.
Yeah. I mean, the narration, it's so peaceful, calm, but it's still... In history class, I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Because of Spaceship Earth. I'm like,
oh my God. I know the great Library of Alexandria was burned.
I was like, oh my God, I know this.
Yeah.
And things like, basically everything in that ride we've learned in history. And I've basically been able to succeed just because of that ride. Okay, not just because of the ride. But a major component is it's drilled into my head. Because unlike school, it's... You'll remember something way better when you have good memories of it, you know? And, well, I have good memories.
Yeah.
I had good memories of it. But, so, yeah, sorry. Back on to imagine. Did you know the side ride on, like, the Imagination Pavilion? There's Figment, and then there's the video.
What is it?
The video. It was originally... Or, not originally. It was Captain EO, then it went to Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, and then it went back to Captain EO. Yeah. Now it's Disney and Pixar Short Film Festival.
That's actually kind of good. I'm going to straight up say that right now. That actually seems kind of good.
Yeah, but I kind of... Once again... Epcot wasn't even supposed to have anything to do. It was supposed to be the park that had no Disney characters.
It was actually supposed to be the park that wasn't a park. It was an actual civilization.
Yeah, that had houses. That's before I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's back in the Walt days of Disney.
Well, the thing is, like, we always say this, but they can't. There's no... It's a Disney park. There's no way they can keep it up without the Disney vibe, you know?
Yeah, but I kind of... it's kind of one of those things that I...
No, I'm okay with the Pixar shorts. You know?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but I don't want every attraction to be...
Yeah,
I don't
that's what we should talk about, is we don't want every attraction. We want a day, you know, I don't mind a diverse...
It's fine if the side little attractions, you know, get a little into related Disney.
Yeah.
But once you start making those primary attractions, like, if they ever change Imagination into, like, Imagination with Elsa and Anna.
Yeah, it's...
I'd be done.
I think they should renovate that ride.
Start going to Universal at that point.
Wait, so what is the comics called?
It's just called... I think it's called Dreamfinder. Did you know who Dreamfinder is, right?
Yeah, he's he was the old guy in the ride. In the old ride.
Yeah. For, I think it was 2000. But, you know, many people don't know this, but there were actually... Many people think there were just two versions of Journey to Imagination, but there were actually three.
There was?
Yeah, there was one that lasted, like, a year. No one liked it.
Wow.
And, I mean, compared...
is called... If anybody wants to know, it is called Figment.
Yeah.
It's called Figment.
Oh, it's called Figment? Yeah. Sorry.
There's five comics if you want to go out and
read. At least I'm happy that they're doing something with the second floor of Imagination.
Yeah, didn't they make it
DVC area.
Oh, and also
closed off the Rainbow Walk though, which I found out. They put a drywall in front of it. I don't know why they couldn't have just put power to it and been
like. Wait, what is it called?
The Rainbow Walk. The famous Michael Jackson photo there. The Rainbow Walk is an iconic area to the Imagination Pavilion.
I don't know what that is at all. Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was on the second floor, but instead of just, like, putting some power to it and, you know,
yeah,
just making it into the area, they were like, nah, never mind. We'll just drywall it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
It's all right.
I mean,
at least they did something with the up part of it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's good. I think the DVC, I mean, even though
it's DVC. The Rainbow Tunnel, not the Rainbow Walk. Yeah, but, like, the famed Michael Jackson photo, there's photos of, like, Dreamfinder walking through it.
Yeah, I've seen that. I thought it was part of the ride, but I guess it
was. No, it was on the upper floor. It was interesting. But it's funny, because Epcot was, I think, Michael Jackson. It's one of Michael Jackson's favorite places to go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had his face in a ride there.
Yeah.
In Captain EO, his lead actor.
Yeah, but, I never saw Captain EO.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? It was good. I liked Captain EO. But, I mean, at least they had the decency to mainly keep the, One Little Spark song in line.
Creation.
Yeah, I mean, the old one obviously had the Dreamfinder in it, so they had to change the lyrics around. But another great piece about the Sherman Brothers, may I add, because Sherman Brothers have produced so much iconic music for Disney, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know Sherman Brothers, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I adore their work. Well, they've written... It's a Small World, It's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, all of Mary Poppins, It's a Tiki Room. Oh, not It's a Tiki Room.
Tiki Room.
I think I just combined.
I forgot about that ride. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. I mean,
wait, are you, now it's... There's Big Thunder Mountain Railroad comics.
What? Yeah, I've seen those.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. There are no characters in it, so I feel like it's just a Western comic. I have not really interested in reading it, but
I might have to get the Figment one because
I'm awesome. Gonna read that because
you can buy it off of Amazon. It's like the full. I think it's you can buy all like 5 comics in one, which I usually
And honestly, I
It has the rides look in it. Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah.
It seems like it's worth picking
it's
up.
It's all about the... It's like just taking the characters into a bigger world. And it's cool. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying about the Sherman... Or the Tiki Room, sorry. Mm-hmm. Is, remember how they had that Tiki Room... Like, their... Remember how they had that one with... forget their names. The bird from... Aladdin and the bird from Remember that version?
I think so.
Did that was short lived. Yeah, they got rid of that a couple years back because the animatronics actually burned.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there was a fire and both the birds burned. So they just like you know let's just put it back to the original. It'd be cheaper than making new ones.
So how many burned? Was it just the two?
Yeah, just the two. Which makes me think, did they actually mean to burn them?
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna cut that wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been in the secret room for a while.
Yeah, I haven't either. I think I went last year, but you know. It's not one of those rides that you can I admire it for its history. Yeah. You know, now it's not. Now it's not anything. Like, Disney World version isn't history. Mm-hmm. The Disneyland version is, but still I can admire it for it's groundbreaking, like, back then. Mm-hmm. It had the first audio animatronics.
It did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was big, you know.
That's crazy.
Huge. Yeah. And,
Disney's so revolutionary for so many things.
Uh-huh.
Like... animatronics, movies, everything.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you can get in Disney Infinity.
Whoa. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, how that got canceled.
Yeah, they said, stopped producing that.
Uh-huh.
I wonder why.
Probably because they were like, yeah, you know what? We're taking a huge money loss on this. Yeah. Stop.
And the flowers bloom in the tiki 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 room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've been going on for a while.
Yeah, I mean...
32 minutes. I think we're going to wrap up.
Well, I have one more topic to bring up.
One more topic, all right.
Okay. So...
spooky.
Have you heard about the new water park that's coming to...
Universal?
Have you heard of it?
Whoa. We're...
I know,
What is this? Boop.
I have to bring it up once.
Oh, because it looks exactly like Typhoon Lagoon, and it is...
It has a giant volcano.
In the trailer, it literally said, like, nothing before. It has a giant wave pool. It has a giant, like, mountain. Yeah. It's like, oh my god.
It's smaller, though.
I almost cringed watching that. I was like,
ooh. It does look pretty. It looks cool, but it doesn't look.
But it looks like a Typhoon Lagoon ripoff.
I mean, the water slide, especially the one that kind of reminds me of the frisbee, or you know, the one that has the huge, I don't know how to describe it, but one of the shots had a really cool looking water slide, and I think they need to add some, you know, just slight updates to the water parks, you know. Mm-hmm. Add one of those ones that drop you from the floor. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. I think the water parks are awesome. Beaches. Look-wise, like Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah, cause Typhoon Lagoon, and food-wise, because they have the giant ice cream buckets.
Yes! I've had those.
Things, oh my god. I can't believe I'm not fat after every time I go to Disney, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I could eat everything there. Mm-hmm. I know, something about Disney chicken nuggets, too. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had it either.
What? Dude, every time I'll go to, like, Cosmic Rays in Tomorrowland, every time I go to the Magic Kingdom, and I'll just be eating, like, chicken nuggets. Mm-hmm. I'll be looking out at the castle, and I'm like, I mean, because I never want to sit in the same room as that creepy.
Whoa, hold up. I was gonna play some Monsters Inc. theme song while we go, but All Music gave it a 6 out of 10.
What?
You know the theme song? Boop, doo, doo, yeah. Doo. They gave it a 6 out of 10. That is jam.
Okay, I think it'd be more appropriate if we left to the tune of the instrumental version of One Little Spark.
Yeah, we'll do that in a new episode. We gotta. All right, guys, we're setting you off. This is the Monsters Inc.
theme. Wait! I have to find this now. One sec.
Ooh! Oh yeah, this is great. All right, thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in next podcast. I'm not going to say next week because you don't have a schedule. All right, thank you, everybody. See ya. See you guys.